We're talking World Cup on the Early Edge with Martin Green, Brad Thomas, and John Eimer. Gentlemen, we've got the final. It's Spain. It's Argentina. Martin Green, my apologies. I know you were looking for England to make the final, and so I have to ask you first, how does Argentina keep doing this? How do they keep winning these matches coming from behind?
Well, I mean, they really have an impressive never say die attitude, but I really think that Thomas Tuchel helped them out yesterday. I mean, England had them right where they needed them with about 15 minutes left to go. They were 1-0 up, they were in control. He had great options on the bench, and he just inexplicably shifted to a back five so early in the game in a bid to protect his lead. That just invited pressure. Suddenly, Argentina were dominant, Messi was dictating play. And Argentina really could have won it 4-1. They missed a couple of great chances. They hit the post and everyone could see what was happening. But Tuchel refused to change it. And lo and behold, England lost. But I don't think Spain will be that naive in the final.
Buckets, your thoughts on Argentina, just the comeback ball from them?
It's magical. It's sorcery. It's I don't know what you call it at this point. They have 11 goals in the knockout stage, and 9 of those 11 have come after the 79th minute of play. At some point, you got to believe that a team can stop them for those last 10 minutes, but we haven't seen it yet. So I'm just going to keep just live bet Argentina to get another goal after the 75th minute. You would be doing very well so far in this tournament if you just did that.
Brad, any thoughts on Argentina's latest comeback?
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible, right? It just shows you the experience, the confidence.
Thomas, maybe it's just me. So I'm going to tie. Is it just me? It might just be me.
I hear Brad.
Oh, okay. It's just okay. Go ahead, Brad. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead.
I'll give you a thumbs up when I'm done. Argentina just have so much experience. They're such a talented squad. They have Lionel Messi, and they have been there before. That never say die attitude keeps going on when you know that you can do it. On the other side of the ball with England, right? They haven't won that World Cup in forever. There's so much pressure of bringing it back home. I just feel like Argentina knows they're the better team, or the team that knows how to get the job done.
Brad, I'm going to stick with you. Thumbs up because I can hear you now. Talk to me about a top storyline you're interested in. Argentina, Spain.
Yeah, I'm really interested to see if Argentina can actually score in this match. Like, let's be for real. England did such a great job keeping Argentina out in that match. And to be honest, both teams were kind of just having a little kick about, didn't want to give the game away in the first half, but it was a masterclass by England until that 79th, 80th minute, till extra time, and they kind of let the game go away. But this is a totally different beast with the Spanish side. What England failed to do in that match against Argentina was keep the ball, right? Spain don't do that. Spain are not going to let you just dominate possession when they're up in a match. And you look at their defensive records against these teams they play in the knockout stages. We look at Portugal, they had an XGA of 0.63, Belgium 0.32, and France 0.3. In those three matches, they only conceded one goal. I don't know. Argentina haven't looked that great in attack, but somehow they keep finding goals. So we'll see if someone scores, if Argentina scores. I'm not sure.
Buckets, we were on HQ yesterday, and I don't know if the crew has this, but we flashed the picture of Messi holding a very young Lamine Yamal. It almost seemed fake to, like, it still seems fake to me, but I understand that it's not. But your storyline is a bit of a passing of the torch.
Or lack thereof. People keep saying this is that big, you know, it's the destiny. It's the future we predicted of Messi and Yamal playing each other in a final like this. I don't like the passing of the torch argument or comparison that's being made of Messi handing this to Lamine Yamal, because we just haven't seen Lamine Yamal perform that well in this World Cup. For me, it is the greatest player of all time taking on somebody who has the potential to be one of the greats, but you have to step up in a competition like this. You have to step up in a World Cup final. I understand that he was dealing with an injury, but one goal contribution or two, depending on the book you bet on there, withdrawing that foul. There's the picture of Messi and Lamine Yamal. I get the passing of the torch argument because it's such a good narrative and such a good storyline, but I want to see Lamine Yamal perform because I haven't been impressed with what he's done so far this World Cup, and you got to step up if you're going to stop Messi.
Martin Green, you're going to talk about somebody who may or may not have to step up for Spain.
Yeah, well, as you can see, I'm a Spain fan now. I've wasted no time switching allegiances after that defeat from England today. So I'm hoping that Spain beat Argentina. And of course, yeah, I'm looking at Lamine Yamal as well. I do remember him putting in a very impressive performance when Spain beat England in the Euro 2024 final a couple of years ago. He was only 17 then. I think he's only 19 now. So still very, very young. He's a big game player. As John mentioned, he really hasn't been firing on all cylinders at this tournament. He was dealing with an injury. He missed like the last 2 months of the season, and he definitely wasn't at fully fit or playing to his potential in the early weeks of it. But I think he's been slowly growing into it game by game, and he did win that penalty, which really proved decisive against France in the semi-finals. So I think he's growing in stature as the tournament wears on. And as I said, he's a big game player. He's probably going to be up against Nicolas Taliafico of Argentina, who I don't really think is exactly an elite defender. He's very good getting forward, but he's not the best one-on-one defending. So I think Yamal could exploit that weakness in Argentina's defence. If the teammates can get him the ball quickly, I think he could absolutely dominate and run riot in this game.
Buckets, one of the challenges, or I think one of the storylines, and I think it was pointed out by Brad earlier in the segment, Spain's defense, Argentina's offense. Talk to me about Lionel Messi, because we're going to get to props in this game shortly, and I think a lot of people want to bet on Messi, and they want to bet on goals or both teams to score. What challenges will Fessy Mace facing this unbelievable Spain defense?
It's so tough from a betting perspective, because I am someone that when we saw Spain play against France, I said, hey, Spain's defense hasn't been tested and France are going to put them on blast and kind of embarrass the Spanish back line. But it turns out that I was the one who was embarrassed, because Spain did something that I didn't think a team in this World Cup could do, and that was make France look silly. I mean, they embarrassed them. Spain absolutely suffocated them with possession, and they made these world-class attackers look like anything but. So if they can repeat that performance against Argentina, maybe they can make something happen. That's what Messi's going to have to deal with. The first real defensive challenge, the first defense that says, hey, we can go for 90 minutes with 70% possession and just frustrate you guys. Messi has to find a way to break that down. If anyone can do that, it's going to be Messi and the squad. But I think the recency bias of watching what Spain did to France, it's going to be in the back of people's minds when betting on this game.
Martin, this is clearly the most difficult game for Messi and company to deal with, right?
Yeah, I think this is going to be the most difficult game Messi has faced at this tournament. I was just so impressed with Spain's midfield in that game against France. They really did a terrific job of just completely cutting off the supply to France's elite attackers. I mean, we've all said many times on this show how good the likes of Mbappe and Olise and Dembele are, but they just didn't get the ball. I don't think they had a shot on target until the 81st minute, and I think they could do a similar job on Argentina here. That midfield of Rodri and Fabian Ruiz, they'll just work hard to cut off the supply to Messi, and he struggled against England, but then he drifted out to the right in the final stages of the game, and that's when he became dominant. He's not going to be able to do that quite so easily against Spain, because then he'll be up against Marc Cucurella. And Marc Cucurella is just a very tenacious, very dogged, just an exceptional one-on-one defender who's probably quicker than Messi these days. So yeah, I fear for Messi. I think he could potentially be blunted in this game, as Mbappe, Dembele and Olise were in the last game.
Brad, we're getting like empathy for Lionel Messi facing this this Spanish defense. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm in line with what Martin just said. This Spanish defense is so good because they don't afford you space in the midfield. If you watch them play against France, every time France would take too many dribbles, especially Michael Olise, guys who like to be on the ball and like to create with their feet, they would just suffocate them. I think they're able to do the exact same thing when they play against Lionel Messi, especially if Lionel Messi wants to occupy that space in the middle of the field. They're going to be much bigger. They're probably going to be more physical in terms of midfield prowess. So I think that's just what Messi is going to have to deal with. If he goes out to the right, will he be able to find the service for those guys to score? I'm not sure. Spain doesn't let you have a lot of opportunities, and they definitely don't let you take a lot of shots.
All right, gentlemen, talking about tactics, talking about strategy is great, but we want to get to some bets. And stick around, please, Brad, John, and Martin Green, because not only do we have Spain-Argentina to talk about, but we've got this third place game. Yeah, Mbappe's back. We've got Kane back. We've got England and France for third place. We're going to talk about our third place game before we get to the World Cup final. That's next on The Early Edge. Before we talk World Cup final, we got to talk third place game between France and England. And Brad Thomas, I'm going to start with you. We're going to pick a side. Where are you at?
I'm going with France to win this match. It's around minus 110. You know, there's going to be a massive shift for mentality and effort levels from these teams. But what's not going to be a shift, in my opinion, is going to be Mbappe. I believe he's going to want to play at least 70 plus minutes in this match. The English side, we know that a lot of them are banged up. A lot of them are dealing with stomach issues, right? So for them, they're probably going to have a decent amount of rotation. And I just think on paper, man to man, this French side is much better. So for me, I'm going to go with the hungrier team, the team that has the player that wants to still prove that he's one of the best in the world, against a side who's kind of really tasting sour grapes after kind of letting go or bottling their last match.
Buckets, your thoughts. Do we agree?
We have to agree with this, right? We got to remember that this match does count towards the Golden Boot race, I believe. So players like Kylian Mbappe are going to be very encouraged to kind of rack up the tally a bit here, especially since that Messi game might be very close and cagey against Spain. So I expect France to just overwhelm England, to be frank. I know that England, you know, they had a great run, but there's also some problems both on and off the pitch with this England side, whether there's players mad at the manager, manager upset with the players. The English Federation already said they're keeping Tuchel on board and backing him, which has a lot of the fans upset. I think England's just kind of a team you don't really want to trust your money with right now. And France they should bounce back after that disappointing loss to Spain, kind of to remind everyone they're still a solid side here.
Martin, I saved you for last because I trusted that you would be the contrarian. You would be on the English side. So of course you are, correct?
Sorry to disappoint you, CEO. It's not going to happen. I'm so fed up with Thomas Tuchel. I don't think it's going to happen, unfortunately. I just think France should be too strong for England in this game. Echo everything my esteemed colleagues just said. France have had an extra day to rest and recover, and they'll benefit from Kylian Mbappe still trying to win the Golden Boot. He's got the pace and power to cause all sorts of problems for England's ragged defence. As Brad mentioned, a lot of the England players are banged up. Declan Rice and Reece James have been struggling with injuries. I don't think they'll play. England really capitulated after Declan Rice came off yesterday against Argentina because they lost control of the midfield. And I think we could see a similar situation here. France have greater strength in depth as well. I'm looking at the likes of Désiré Doué and Rayan Cherki, who haven't been playing that much. They'll be keen to prove their worth if they're given a chance. England lost 2-0 to Belgium in the third place playoff in 2018. I feel we could see a similar situation here. So I think minus 110 on France money line looks great. They're a better team.
Well, we need to get some English love here. And so, Brad, I'm going to go to you for that. Our next category is props. England versus France. And you have something that's English positive.
Yeah, I was kind of torn between taking France to score in both halves or England to win either half. And I just felt like this is probably the best bet if I believe French are going to steamroll. And let me explain this for a second. I believe the first half is going to be dominated by the French, because how could you possibly have motivation to come into this match really excited, really ready to give it your all if you're England? You just had your soul snatched out of your body in extra time with a chance to go to the final. It was all over your mind. So I think they come out flat. I think France puts up a few. If France goes into the half 3-0, I believe England show a little bit of fight when both teams rotate their guys, and we could see England win the second half while France still wins by a comfortable margin.
Martin, I have to ask you, was your soul snatched from your body?
I'm still looking for it. I can't find it anywhere.
All right, well, let's find a pick then. What's your favorite prop in this game?
Okay, so I'm going for under 3.25 goals. It's an Asian goals line, a little bit safer than going for under 2.5, definitely. I can see why the total goals line has been set so high at 3.5. England's defence has been poor, and France are going to be missing their defensive linchpin, William Saliba, who went off with a back injury against Spain. But I just feel that this game could be a bit of a damp squib. England and France are elite teams, and they both felt they had enough quality to go on and win this tournament. Sometimes you get third place playoff games where you've got a relative minnow like Turkey or Croatia or Sweden that just takes it really seriously because the bronze medal is a big deal for them. I don't think it's a massive deal for either France or England. So I just think the players could lack motivation. So I think we'll see three goals or fewer. We've actually seen three goals or fewer in the last three third place playoffs. So minus 115. I think we could see one or two goals here. It might be a bit of an underwhelming affair for me.
Buckets, your prop is for fireworks early at plus 330.
Yeah, there's a way we all cash here. Fireworks early, then everyone kind of slows down, then England does something. We can thread the needle here. But I'm on France to score in the first 15 minutes at plus 330. Kind of talking about what Martin and both Brad said, there's not going to be a ton of motivation from this England side. And as a Bayern Munich fan who watched Thomas Tuchel back in 2023 really hurt our squad, I just don't have a lot of faith in what he's doing. You can call it lack of motivation. You can call it fatigue, mental, whatever you want to call it. This France team is the better team, and I think that they come out and give an early reminder to England that they're the better team. So I like taking a long shot here at plus 330.
All right, I do want to get to France, Spain. Let's do a quick rapid fire on an anytime goal scorer in this France, England game. And Buckets, I'm going to start with you. Maybe give me a name, a number in 5 to 10 seconds of analysis.
Kane plus 130. I know he didn't show up in the last two matches, but this is his last chance here in the World Cup. Mbappe is probably the better pick, but I'm going with Kane.
Brad, Mbappe's probably the better pick, Bucket says.
Yeah, Mbappe the best pick. He's going to chase the golden boot, and the team's going to have a little bit more motivation.
All right. Well, Martin, I'm sure, pretty positive, actually, in spite of the Spain jersey that you're wearing, that you're going with an English anytime goal scorer. Who is it?
I'm not, I'm afraid. No, I was very underwhelmed by Kane and Bellingham yesterday. So I'm being a traitor to my country. I'm going for Kylian Mbappe, just like Brad, for the exact same reasons. He's on 8 goals. He's level with Lionel Messi in the golden boot race. Messi's going to play against Spain, a really strong defense. Mbappe's coming up against England, which is a poor defense. He's going to have plenty of chances to score. Minus 115 on him to get on the score sheet and win the golden boot. It's great.
All right. Love the objectivity from Martin W. Green. Gentlemen, thank you. Stick around because, oh yeah, we've got a World Cup final to talk about. Spain, England, our favorite side, our favorite prop, and anytime goal scorer. That's coming up next on The Early Edge. We're talking World Cup final right here on The Early Edge with Martin Green, John Eimer, and Brad Thomas. We got to pick a favorite side. And John Buckets Eimer, I'm going to start with you.
I'm going to go with the what's probably the controversial pick, but it's where all the money is going as well. Spain are the favorites on this one, but we're seeing reports that 65% of the money right now is going on Argentina, who are the underdog sitting at plus 240 to win in 90 minutes. Now, I don't know if they're going to win in 90 minutes, but I do favor Argentina to end up lifting this cup. You can call it destiny. You can call it magic. You can call it whatever you want to call it. I just have so much faith in this Argentina side that feels like they're against the world. They're all coming together. They're celebrating together. They're supporting each other in their endeavors. And this is a team that you just can't count out. And it's so frustrating watching a team go down 2-0 and just bounce back over and over and over again. So I'm going to bet they pull it off one more time. I like Argentina to get the job done.
All right, Martin, you're on the other side.
I am on the other side, and hearing that all the money's going on Argentina is just music to my ears because the odds will just keep getting longer on Spain. And I already think odds of plus 130 on Spain to beat Argentina in regulation time look amazing. They've won their last 3 games in regulation time, despite playing some of the world's best teams, France, Belgium, Portugal, especially that victory over France. It was so impressive. They're on a 6-game winning streak, a 37-game unbeaten streak, and they'll be full of confidence after absolutely dominating France in the semi-finals. They just look superior in midfield to Argentina. Obviously, Argentina have elite attackers, but so do France. And the likes of Mbappe, Dembele and Olise just couldn't get near the ball. They couldn't create anything against this relentless, suffocating Spain team. They're so neat and tidy in possession. They're so disciplined and well-drilled when they're off the ball. I can actually see them winning this game pretty comfortably. I'd be surprised if they didn't win 2-0, something like that. So plus 130 on Spain looks great to me.
Well, Brad, we've got one for Argentina in regulation. We've got one for Spain in regulation. Of course, you're going to break the tie, right?
Break the tie with the tie. I'm taking the draw in this match. And Sia, I'm actually quite annoyed because the draw was right there for the taking after Argentina equalized against England. I was sitting there fat and happy counting my money. I believe this is going to be a very similar scenario. Spain are going to be up in this match, and it's going to be Argentina chasing the game. We know how dominant this in suffocating the Spanish defense is. Argentina will equalize late, and instead of Spain being horrible and not tracking one of the best goal scorers in Sarriá, they are going to defend their lead. We're going to get a draw, and I'm going to cash my plus 200.
All right, so you didn't break the tie at all. Well, we're going to figure out who we like to lift the trophy in a second. Let's go rapid fire here with a favorite prop in this game. And Martin Green, I'll start with you.
I'll go both teams to score no. It's paid off in 6 of Spain's 7 games so far at this tournament. The only exception was that 2-1 win against Belgium. They shut out France. They've shut out so many elite attackers. They shut out Portugal. They're shutting out everyone. You know, I think both teams to score no looks great at minus 102.
Buckets, you looked both perplexed and exasperated with that answer from Martin.
You know how much I love my both teams to score bets. But what I also like in this game, Sia, is second half to be the half with the most goals. A bit of a weird one here, but I think we're going to see a very slow and cagey start, exactly like we saw with Argentina versus England, and then it blows up in the second half. So second half, most goals, you can get that at plus 100.
Brad.
I'm going Enzo Fernandez, 2+ shots at plus 130. He's hit this in every knockout match except the one where Argentina were up and really just made Switzerland chase the game. I believe Spain are going to be up. It's going to be Argentina this time chasing the game, and Enzo Fernandez is going to take 2 shots.
All right, how about a goal scorer to score or assist prop? And we'll go rapid fire here as well, Buckets.
Messi to score or assist at plus 100. It's a good bet unless if you don't think both teams score, Martin.
Brad Thomas.
I'm going with Lamine Yamal to score or assist. Listen, he was in the action. He has a really good matchup like Martin alluded to earlier. And the plus 115 is just a really good price.
And Martin Green, you found a plus 200.
Yeah, I'm going for Oyarzabal. He's not a big name like Messi, Kane, Haaland, Mbappe, but he's very effective. 5 goals in 7 games at this tournament. Very well taken penalty against France in the last round. So I like Oyarzabal plus 200.
All right, gentlemen, we don't have much time left. Who's lifting the trophy? Give me a name or country and 10 seconds. Brad Thomas, kick us off.
Spain's getting it done. They're going to win.
All right, Spain's getting it done. They're going to win. Martin Green, do you agree?
Yep, Spain, just a well-oiled machine. Too good in midfield, too good out of possession for Argentina.
I don't even recognize you in that jersey. I'm not even sure I'm calling this person the correct name. John Bucketsheimer, who's lifting the trophy?
Argentina. Lionel Messi goes out with a back-to-back World Cup victory and retires from international play.
I said it yesterday, Argentina in penalty kicks. That's what's going to happen. Bet that prop, bet that outcome. All right, Martin Green, John Eimer, Brad Thomas, thank you very much for all the analysis, all the picks. See you very, very soon. Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget The Early Edge on the Sportsline YouTube channel every Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock. I host that show. The gentleman you saw on the screen for this show are also on that show. We'll see you next time on The Early Edge.